listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created the show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Lifted Life Podcast. Today, we are talking about contrast and why we bless the contrast and why you might want to consider taking a fresh new look at the contrast in your life. So what comes to mind for you when we say contrast?
Usually, unfortunately, I feel like it's a negative connotation to contrast. Like, normally it's considered like it's what I don't have. Mm. Like, I want this, but I don't have this, and the contrast is the difference. Mm. But recently I found it's more useful for me. Yeah, you can experience that contrast and that difference and see it that way, but it's useful for me to say, well, the reason I'm aware of that contrast is because I want what's on the other side. Mm-hmm. And use that gap to realize I have room to grow and to get to the other end.
So it reminds me of when we were in school and it was a essay type question. It says, compare and contrast this, this, and this, which I love to bring up because for me, contrast is maybe more useful than comparing. So comparing, I think we all get stuck in this comparison trap of, oh, they have this and I don't have this, or, oh, look how far ahead of me they are, or look how much better they have it. And it's this comparison trap, but really the contrast, the space between, like you said, kind of allows you the chance to see what needs to be done differently. And the contrast of what you don't want can be daunting, or it can be enlightening as far as a better way to showcase what you do want. So for instance, our son, he's an overthinker. He's 10. And he was saying, you know, I think I'm eating too much sugar this summer, so I'd like to not eat as much sugar. And I lovingly suggested, rather than focusing on the sugar and how much sugar you've had and have I had too much, I said, how about instead you try to implement more veggies into your diet and just give that to be your focus. So
more of what you want.
Focus more on what you want. But you've identified what you don't want to continue to eat so much sugar. You've allowed the contrast to highlight what you do want.
So that's the power of the contrast, is you have that and it can really show you what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But flip it and go for what you want.
Don't stay in that area. Don't dwell in it. And I told him the reason is because if you're like, okay, I don't want to eat so much sugar. Ooh, that's so much sugar. Ooh. And then you're like, is that too much sugar? And you're giving so much of your attention to what you don't want. Mm-hmm. Whereas instead, if he says, okay, I'm going to set a goal to eat 5 servings of vegetables a day. And so it's breakfast, and you know, it's like, we're not thinking or overthinking about the sugar. We're saying, how can I incorporate one of my servings? How can I get that done of the veggies, of what I do want? And I was talking about how our attention is the most powerful force that we have. So put it towards what you want more of, which I don't think he doesn't want to eat sugar. He just wants to feel good and healthy and like he's making good choices for his body. So yeah, compare and contrast are words that are often used together, but we thought we'd do this episode talking about the contrast and how you can use it to your benefit. So I think the top way that comes to my mind is allowing the contrast to show you more of what you do want, and then allowing the space between to show you the direction you need to go. Whereas a lot of times we get stuck in that compare and despair trap of how far we have to go. So it's always about shifting the story in a way that's more useful for you.
Yeah. I think there's also been, it's kind of been explained a little bit different as far as, like, I used to, in my early days before I was actually considered a professional programmer, I would see other things that people made and I would describe it as jealousy. Like, I can do that. I could do that too. Why am I not doing that? I know how to do that. And I think it, like I said, it would be jealousy is how I would describe it. And I think someone once said, well, why don't you look at the contrast of it and appreciate that it can be done? And mm-hmm. that there, just because someone else is doing it doesn't mean you can't do it. That actually means that you can do it, and maybe you can do it better. Maybe you can do it the same, but there's enough people that you can provide the same service.
And I would even challenge you to consider that you not considering yourself a real programmer was the only real problem.
Yeah.
Like, you had a real complex of like, well, I'm not an actual engineer yet because I haven't gotten this degree yet. And yet you have been doing the work.
20 years old.
you have been doing the work of an engineer for a long time. But you were telling the story, I'm not a real one yet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, allowing that contrast to show you what you do want, obviously it was important to you to be a real one. And you were. I mean, you stuck with it and did what needed to be done. Yeah, I'm trying to think of another example of, I don't know, even just the weather. If you really don't like it when it's cold and it makes you really frustrated, can you use that for whenever it is finally warm and it's actually really, really hot, and now you're actually frustrated too because it's so hot, but knowing that the really cold days will come back and allowing the contrast, the space between those different temperatures to allow you the feeling of appreciation, or even rain or thorns on a rose. I mean, these are all things that are contrasts, right? Like, we appreciate the good times more because there are the stormy times out there as well.
I think another topic that we were talking about is the concept of hanging out with people that are doing what you want to do. So that's kind of a concept of, if you're not where you want to be, go find someone that's done it and hang out with them and learn from them. And I think that's a great idea, but sometimes I feel like contrast is comparing yourself to where you don't want to be. And you have to be careful you don't get yourself going in that direction. But I think it's nice every once in a while to use that contrast to see how far you've grown.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I think so. There's a benefit to it, to seeing the contrast between, oh, wow, I have come a long way, and there's I've learned so much and I've grown so much, and allowing yourself the grace and the excitement of accomplishment, because so often we are our biggest critics and we are pretty hard on ourselves.
For sure. And I think just appreciating that gap, I think, is nice and helps kind of propel moving forward.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of what I always say. You got to have roots and wings. Don't forget where you came from, but go ahead and spread your wings and fly, because you were made for big things.
Whenever you say that, I always envision a bird's feet stuck in the ground trying to fly. I'm like, how can you have roots and wings? But I understand what you're saying.
I don't think you do. Let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Her name's Natalie, and she bought our Mood Super Strains probiotic and left us a review. And her review was just this beautiful, quick 5-star review saying, great product. Love this product, really helps with mood and gut connection. So we're pretty pumped because the Mood Super Strains is our newest probiotic that we've been slowly climbing to get some reviews for. So we are at 20 reviews for that now, which is really awesome. You may or may not know that Amazon really takes those reviews into very serious account. So it's all about the algorithm of how many people it shows our product to. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. A lot of the companies on Amazon are actually smaller businesses that are growing a presence online and utilizing that big Amazon machine, which is what we do. But we also obviously sell over at our website, shop.liftednaturals.com, as well. So thanks to Natalie for writing a review. We really appreciate it. We bless the contrast between the 270 reviews we have for our mood boosting probiotic and the 20 that we have for our newest probiotic. But we're climbing. It's a process.
Gives us room to grow, right?
Yes, exactly. So what else do you want to share about contrast versus compare and contrast versus any other thing for our lovely listeners?
Yeah, I don't like thinking about contrast as a negative connotation. So,
but that's when I first asked everybody, I said, what do you think about contrast? So your original impression of a contrast is like not positive. Yeah. And yet what you're trying to maybe shift your way of thinking and to make it more useful to you is, how can I use contrast? Mm-hmm. How can you bless the contrast of
there's... So the example I gave was how I feel like normally I perceive it as negative and I try to flip it to positive, but you're saying you don't see it that way.
No, not at all. It's not.
So how do you see it?
It's not good or bad. It just is. this is what this is and this is what that is, and how can I use that to inspire me, or how can I use it to energize me? I used to funnel all of my competitive energy into sports because we both grew up in a small town and sports are what you do. And then when I moved to a little bit of a bigger city for college and I decided I didn't want to pursue any sports for college, I suddenly had this void of energy of like, I'm used to funneling so much of my competitiveness into sports, and now what do I use this for? And for a little bit, I just didn't use it at all, and I kind of enjoyed relaxing and not, but it came back like with a vengeance because I have this energy and it has to go somewhere. And so it's worked out really well for me that the energy goes into a business, and I'm not necessarily competing against anyone other than myself of who I was yesterday or last year and how can I grow, and allowing that space between where I am and where I want to be to inspire me and not totally drag me down. That's the thing I think is for me is the contrast is getting excited about the growth. If I was already as good as I could be, then that would be really boring. But instead, I'm all about evolving and growing and finding new ways to tap in deeper to my true self, to experience more joy, to experience more inner peace. There's so much room for growth as far as that goes for me. So that contrast of where I am now, whether it's occasionally feeling down or anxious or anything like that, that's just a contrast of the room for growth and expansion that I have.
Yeah, I think that's why we're here. I think it's what we're here to do is to expand and grow. And the contrast is what helps propel you in a direction. I think where I was going is propel yourself in a positive direction.
Right. It reminds me of the first time I really started to learn about contrast in this way was from Jess Lively, who said that prior to coming into this human body as for a human experience, you were in non-physical and everything was perfect. And you could stay and enjoy that perfection as long as you wanted to. But eventually, it gets boring. Mm-hmm. For instance, and this was her example, if every time you went out, everybody thought you were the prettiest, most beautiful, everybody wanted you, everybody wanted to buy your services or products, everyone was throwing money at you, there were never any challenges, there was never a problem, everything was just perfection and you were amazing, and it would just get so old. It would be nice for like a day or 10. Mm-hmm. And then you would say, oh my gosh, this is boring. This is not what I came here for. And so I think a big part of blessing the contrast or embracing the contrast is that this is what it's all about. This is the challenge, the opportunity for growth that we're all here to experience, that we chose to come here for this experience and to overcome these challenges that being a physical being.
I've also heard it said that that's how you evolve, how your soul evolves. As you come here, you have these experiences. For the time that you're here, your soul levels up to another level, then you go back and do it again, and you do it again, and you keep evolving and getting new and new experiences, more and more contrast.
It used to be that theory really exhausted me, and I chose not to embrace it. At this point, I don't really know. I don't think we're trying to say we do know, but what we are saying is that the contrast of not having what you want is actually not such a bad thing. It's more about what you make it mean. It's more about where you choose to go from there once you've identified that there's something that you'd like to experience or have and you don't currently have it. That's the contrast. And it's not such a bad thing, because imagine having every single thing you want all day long, every day. It's just boring. There's no challenge. There's no opportunity for growth. And that's really what this is all about.
Or another way said, you know, take the good and bad out of it. Is it useful or not useful? And find a way to make your contrast useful.
Yeah. To help it to the bridge between where you want to be and where you are, to allow it to inspire you and to use it as fuel to keep going and to open up to greater levels of possibility. Awesome. Well, that's a wrap, I think, for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Lifted Life podcast. As always, we will catch you next week. Thanks for listening.